I can't believe that I'm actually saying this again. It's episode 5, and y'all, I really am celebrating this milestone because never in a million years did I think that I would actually be recording a podcast. This journey actually has been really good to me. Of course, every journey that we embark upon has some ups and downs, and we may experience some highs and some lows, some good days and some bad days. You get what I'm saying. But I actually feel really good about where I am with my blog, with my social media interactions, with my readers and my listeners tuning in and giving me feedback, and so many other things that I am incorporating along this journey. In the past on All About Faith, and again, shout out to my Twitter peeps who decided on this name and voted for it, I have talked about faith and leadership with Dr. Robin Coltrane. And if you are not following her, make sure that you are following her on Twitter and on Instagram. She is the principal of W.A. Perry Middle School here in Columbia. So shout out to her. And I really appreciate her for allowing me to interview her and kind of kick this thing off. So we've talked about faith and leadership. We've talked about getting unstuck because, as you all know, a lot of times we get stuck in our feelings, stuck in our thoughts, trying to figure out what is the next move. And so make sure that you check out episode 3 if you haven't had a chance, or go back and listen to it if you're getting to that place where you feel like you're getting stuck. Our last episode, episode 4, was about the power of affirmations. And what inspired me to do that, I follow and I listen to Joel Osteen, and I remember hearing an episode about the power of I am, and it was just so powerful to me, and it has always stuck with me. And just even talking with different spiritual leaders and even on my own faith walk, you know, I have seen the power of being able to speak, you know, those words over your life, because it does something different for your actions. You begin to see things in a different perspective, and you even begin to act a different way. And so, again, I encourage you to go back and listen to that episode if you haven't had a chance, or, you know, listen to it again if you just need some inspiration about the power of affirmations. But today, I'm super excited, and you all know I use that word all the time. It's like my favorite word to describe how I'm feeling. But I am excited because today on this episode, we are speaking with Ashley from Unspoken Vows, and we're talking about the topic of faith and marriage, because as you all know, my blog doesn't just cater to moms. It caters to the businesswoman, the woman entrepreneur, the woman leader, the woman of faith, the mother, the hustler, the girl boss, all of those names that we use to define ourselves as strong women. And so, speaking of the busy wife, I wanted to have an episode about faith and marriage. And all of these topics are important on our faith walk as we think about, you know, being leaders in our home and leaders on our jobs, or, you know, having affirmations to speak over our lives. All of those things are important. And so I really just want you all to be empowered to know that you can go forward on your journey and know that you can achieve anything with faith. That's all it takes. You know, even in the Bible, it says, having the faith the size of a mustard seed. And if anybody has ever seen a mustard seed, you know the magnitude, how powerful that is, that God just wants us to put that little bit of faith forward and allow him to do the rest of the work. So be sure to make sure that you're tuning in to our podcast, that you are subscribed to our blog. This month, we're doing the 30 Days of Faith devotional. And I've just been inspired by just going into God's word and reading about, you know, faith and the impact that it has on my life. There's so much more that we're going to be doing. So make sure that you're subscribed to onefaithjourney.com. And of course, enjoy the show, because remember, wherever you are in the hustle of life, you definitely got to have faith, girls. Hi, everyone. I am so excited to get this conversation going. It definitely is a conversation that I've had lots of people talk about and ask questions about, and I'm really just ready to move forward and do some different things in my marriage. And I know several of my friends are
wanting to do the same, always trying to find ways that we can enhance our marriage, whether it's spiritually, physically, you know, ways that we can figure out how can we do more investing into each other, whether it's spending more time or even giving time for ourselves. And that leads to our topic for today. And I'm excited to have Ashley from Unspoken Vows. She is a blogger, a mom, a wife, a daughter, school counselor, and I'm just excited to have her on the show to drop some nuggets on us married folks and us folks that are also wanting to get married. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Tamika. Thank you so much for having me today. That was a great introduction of, you know, who I am and really what One Unspoken Vows is all about. So thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Yes. I am overusing the word excited, but that's just how I'm feeling right now. I wanted to bring you on because a part of my journey with One Faith Journey is about speaking to the busy mom and the busy wife. And a lot of times in, you know, our marriages, and I can even speak for myself, I find myself getting really, really busy, and then I'll, you know, Friday will come around, and I'm going, you know what, my husband and I just haven't really had a chance to sit down this week. I didn't clear my schedule off, or, you know, I got caught up in work and, you know, ended up working too late on something. And so I wanted us to just chat today for a few minutes about that topic of spending time with your spouse, but also spending time with yourself.
Yeah, that's definitely a great topic, because sometimes we get so busy that we, one, forget our spouse, like investing and pouring into our marriage, but then we also forget to do some self-care as well. So this is a great topic that I think many of us as married or engaged, seasoned or newlywed couples struggle with, and I think it's a great topic for us to dive into today.
Awesome. So I want to start off asking you, how do you find that balance? Like, and I hate the word balance because it seems so impossible, but I guess that's the word I'm going to use today. But how do you make time? Because I know you're a mom of two, and then you're in the school, in the field of education, which keeps us super busy throughout the school year. So how do you find that time?
You know, theoretically, you know, balance sounds so easy. Like, you know, you have the work-life balance, you can do it. But, I mean, just to be transparent, it's very hard sometimes when you are, you know, working and then you have the kids, driving them from their activities, and then you have, you know, you want to spend time with your husband. So I know what we have done is, like, we schedule a date night. Like, we say, okay, once a month we are going to go on a date night so that at least we're intentional so that we don't go months on end and then look back and say, man, we have not spent, like, any quality time together. Because I'm just being honest, like, when we don't spend quality time together, you know, our marriage is suffering. Like, we can tell a big difference. And I just think for us, being intentional and scheduling it out is key. And then every day we just have, whether it's 10 or 15 minutes, that we kind of talk about our day. And that just gives us a chance to connect. And it's a chance without the kids there. And we're not talking about, you know, we're talking about some deep things, like, you know, what are we struggling with? You know, what are some things that, you know, he'll say, you know, Ashley, what can you pray for me? What can I pray for you about? And I'll ask him. So that's kind of what we make sure intentionally every day, kind of talking about, you know, things that are near and dear to our heart. But as far as for me, finding that balance, like doing the self-care for me, I'm going to say I'm guilty about not, you know, taking care of myself. And that's an area that I really need to work on. And I think other moms and wives probably feel the same thing. I can feel like no one else can do it like me, so I'm going to put my hand in everything. And then what happens is I start getting burnt out. And so I'm really working on trying to, you know, take some time specifically for me, that whether it's getting my nails done, going to Target, because, you know, I love Target, and just going up and down the aisles by myself, you know, is just kind of therapeutic. I just think it's important to schedule out that time and be intentional with your time with your husband. but then also be intentional about the time for yourself.
And you brought up something. I love Target, too. I have to stay away from it because I call it the devil.
Yeah.
I go in there like, oh, I'm just going to pick up this for Faith, and then I'm like, oh, I think she'll like this. Oh, I think I'll like that. So, yes, I totally understand, and I do the same thing. I'm just going to go walk up and down the aisle. That's like my therapeutic time that I get to have for myself. But I wanted to you pointed out something really important, and that is you said you guys get to spend about 10 to 15 minutes. You ask about struggles, and you ask, you know, what are some things that I can pray for you, and, you know, here's some things that you can pray for me. How do you all bring that faith into your marriage, and how is that? How have you seen that help you all with things that you're going through, whether it's your struggles or whether it's, you know, making time or, you know, for some people it's even finances. How does that play a part in your marriage?
Well, faith has always been a very big part of our marriage as far as, like, going to church regularly. But in the last 2 years, we have tried to make sure that, one, we are praying together as a couple, because that's where I think the power is happening, because not only is he praying for me individually, I'm praying for him individually, but we're coming together and we're able to be unified and committed on the same things. And then we try to do maybe like once a month, we pick out a devotional that we do on YouVersion, and what has it where, you know, we share it with each other. And at the end of each day on that particular devotion, you write your thoughts on it. It'll have like questions, like, you know, on one particular devotion that we're talking about, you know, what are some ways that you can better love your spouse the way God loves them? So then we kind of talk about, and I'll say, I think I wrote something like, you know, I've noticed that lately I have not been as attentive to Carlton's love language. And, you know, God's always giving him the desires of his heart. You know, so I as a wife need to be giving my husband the desires of his heart as well. So that one, it signals to him that I want to love him like God. But it also signals to me that I need to do better in some areas. So I think doing the devotions really, really help because it keeps us accountable. So when the struggles do come, we have those resources that we can pull from. But then also praying together on a daily basis kind of unifies us, one, in the purpose of our marriage, but then also what are some things we want to accomplish together or fight together against, like, you know, whether it's, you know, fighting against temptation or, you know, praying for, you know, God, help our, you know, marriage to be stronger with communication or help us to be more, you know, accountable with our finances and things like that. So I really feel like faith for us is extremely important because it just, it makes us more committed to God, but also makes us more committed to each other while, you know, trying to become more spiritual intimate.
Yes, and that communication, and you, I heard you say love language, and I was like, yes, somebody else has read that and understand it, because I think that's so important when you even talk about making that time for your spouse, that mm-hmm. you're being intentional about what is it that they want from me? How do I need to make sure that I'm speaking their love language during this time? Because mine is I want quality time, and so I know I am a big Netflix and chill person, but I love when my husband and I can, you know, I might just say, hey, let's take a movie and just watch it tonight. Or we might go to like the drive-in movie because that's something that I like to do. And he knows that about me, but I think it's really important that understanding that person's love language so that when you're making that time for your spouse that you're doing something that they're going to connect with, and that's going to make the connection between the two of you even stronger as well.
I love the way what you said, you're making it with something that they're going to love, because, you know, we don't want to be spinning our wheels and doing, and I know I do this, where I kind of, sometimes I give my love language, you know, like I like gifts. So I'll give him some really good gifts, but that's not his love language. So I've spent time, you know, investing in this great gift, but that's not really showing him how much I love him. So, because that's not his love language. So I think that's great that you brought that up.
Yeah, and I even say I have to go back and read the book again because I want to make sure that that I am being intentional with it. Like, you know, I'm just not – I just feel like I need to kind of go brush up on reading that book again because we read it together and then we kind of talked about our scores and it really helped us have a better understanding of who we were as individuals but also things that we could do to become stronger as a couple. And I love that you said that you're praying together as a couple, and I love this once-a-month devotion. I'm writing down all kinds of notes. So, people, if you're listening, I hope you have your pens out as well, wives or soon-to-be wives, because I do think it's really important that we understand that faith connection and that it has to be the foundation of our marriage. We can't operate without it. And I heard you even say that it unifies you all and that you get to fight things together. And that is something that is so important. And so I'm really writing down the fact that we need to go back and have some honest conversations about things that we really need to fight for in our marriage and really be open and intentional about talking about those things. So I truly appreciate you bringing that up. And I know that you even write about some of these topics on your blog. You know, like Investing in Your Marriage came out earlier this year. And if you all are not following Ashley on Instagram, it is Unspoken Vows. And go and subscribe to the blog because I love when I get those posts in my inbox. And I'm like, oh, babe, you got to read this. Oh, we got to do this. We are still going to work on our vision board. That is on our to-do list for the summer. So, but definitely make sure that you all check it out because she has some awesome things on here. And I love the reason why I wanted Ashley to come on the show is because these are honest conversations, y'all, that we need to be having with ourselves and with our partners so that we can become stronger in our marriages. And I think this is a part of that thing where you're, like she said on the blog, where you're investing in your marriage.
Yeah. You're so right. I think investing is key because just like, you know, we invest in the stock market or we invest in our kids, you know, marriage is the foundation of our family. So it's important that we're going to invest, you know, in our marriage, the same way we would invest in going to school or invest in, you know, our career with networking and things like that. So you brought up a key word as far as investing.
And then, you know, we live in a busy and a demanding world. My daughter right now, she's 10 months, but I'm already thinking like, okay, when it's time for us to start getting involved in things like team sports and competitions, like, oh, my God, my schedule's going to be super crazy, and I don't know if you have that experience already as a mom.
I do. My daughter, my son does soccer. It's pulling me in 100 different directions every day of the week, so I definitely get it.
So even in this busy and demanding world, and you know, those things are good because I feel like they add balance to even a child's life and even to our, you know, our family structure. So how do you have that conversation with your spouse, like, hey, I need 5 minutes because my schedule is, like, overloaded. I have been here. I have been there. You know, how do you find the best way to have that conversation?
You know, Tamika, it's a really great question. If I'm being open and honest and transparent, I probably do more lashing out and become distant, and then that's kind of what signals to him and myself that, hey, I've not been taking care of myself, and I'm not proud of that. So that's definitely an area that I have to work on as far as communicating with Carlton, that's my husband, as far as to tell him, hey, babe, you know, I'm stretched thin, instead of, you know, lashing out at him or lashing out at the kids or kind of, you know, retreating to my own little, you know, headspace. So lately, I guess within the last maybe about 6 months, I've kind of just been putting it on the calendar. Like, you know, we have a little family calendar. I say, hey, you know, at least, you know, twice a month, I'm going to have me some me time. So that is on the calendar. It has made me feel as guilty, like, you know, I'm taking away from our family. Because I think a lot of wives, I think I said earlier, sometimes we do feel guilty, like when we're taking you know, a little bit of time, you know, to just invest in ourselves. So I just put it on the family calendar. And that is already out there. And it makes me accountable to, okay, I'm going to go ahead and invest in myself and do some self-care before I get to the point where I'm lashing out at my husband or lashing out at my kids. Because self-care is important because it makes me be a better mom and a better wife when I am taking care of myself, when I feel rejuvenated, when I feel less stressed. So I think just for us, it's just being intentional, like I said earlier, and putting it on our family calendar.
Yes, I like that. And I'm there with you. I get quiet and I shut down, and I think that's when my husband knows, like, okay, you know what? I'll just take Faith and I'll go give her a bath, and you go ahead and do whatever you need to do. Because that's how I am. I get frustrated. I think my mouth probably says a lot more than it should. But you're right. You're so right. And I brought up the I like that you said the calendar, the family calendar. And as I said earlier when I went live, that's something that I had to start doing because I realized I was just overbooked mentally, physically. And like you said, as a mom, we feel guilty when we have to leave our child or somebody else has to take care of something. But you even said it earlier, we have to realize we can't do it all. We just can't do it all. I even try to push my husband. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I also push him to do self-care. Like, you too, take some time to go with yourself and do what you need to do.
Exactly. And I think that's very important. I think it's very, you know, very important that we don't make the other person feel guilty when they're going out. Like, you know, you don't have, like, an attitude when they come back in because you're like, oh, I've had to take care of these kids or cook dinner. Which I know I can't be guilty of. Like, because, you know, my husband will, sometimes he will go ahead and, you know, go out with his guys and go whether it's top golf or whatever. And sometimes I have to kind of check myself and say, okay, you know, he wasn't, you know, leaving us. He was doing what he needed to do to take care of himself so that he can be a better husband, a father, a provider. And so he can have, you know, that space that he can, so he can relax. And I think, you know, I just have to check myself sometimes. So I think it's right. And a mom, I try to put so much on myself and say, well, you know, I don't take time for myself. But in reality, I need to be, because then I will be a better parent. I'll be a better mom, or even be a better school counselor, because I'm taking care of myself mentally, spiritually, and physically.
I love the word intentional. I hear it popping up in our conversation. And I think that really is the foundation, not so much balance. Because every time somebody says balance, I'm like, oh, this is so overwhelming. But like you said, just being intentional about that time with your spouse, that time for yourself, and how it makes you a better wife, a better person overall. And I think that is just so important and so true for us to keep in our forefront as wives who are walking this faith journey.
Definitely.
So I really I got so much to ponder on and think about, and I hope those of you that are listening, you've gotten some nuggets, or as people say now, some jewels that you can really, you know, add to your toolbox and some things to think about when we talk about having that time for your spouse and why it's so important, but also making that time for yourself. Is there anything that's coming up on Unspoken Vows, any new topics, or y'all, she and Carlton love to do videos too, so you got to check those out. I think that's what makes it personal as well, is that people can connect to the both of you and that you all have those honest conversations. So I am so appreciative that you all, you know, decided to step out and take on that task as a part of your marriage journey.
Thank you so much for having me, Tamiko. I think the next week or in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be kind of finishing up our intimacy series. We've talked about being emotionally intimate, spiritually intimate, socially intimate, and the next one is intellectually intimate. So the next post is going to be all about how you connecting your mind together and the importance of having all five facets of intimacy. And I think that will culminate the end of our intimacy series, which has been the last couple of months. We've been kind of talking about that, and then we're coming up on our year anniversary of Unspoken Vows. It's going to be on August the 11th, which will also be our 11-year anniversary. So we'll be kind of be looking out for some things that we might be doing around the year anniversary of Unspoken Vows.
Awesome. That's exciting. So if you're listening and tuning in, make sure that you go and subscribe to this blog. It has been an eye-opener for me. My cousin actually recommended it, and I was like, oh, my God, thank you. And it's unspokenvows.com. Go on the website, subscribe, check it out. I even remember the financial series that you all did where you were interviewing different couples and just kind of finding out that part about why our finances and having those conversations are important. And so, again, if you're not subscribed to Ashley's blog, Unspoken Vows, please make sure you do so today and follow her on Instagram. Her posts are always thought-provoking and things that will definitely make you think about how you can be intentional in your marriage and on your faith journey. Ashley, again, thank you for spending some time with us. I really appreciate this today.
Thank you so much for having me, Tamika, and I just love you, and I'm just so thankful that we got a chance to just chat all about faith and then having doing some self-care and spending time with our spouses.
Exactly. So as you all know, I always like to end, no matter where you are in the hustle of life, you've got to have faith. Make sure that you are following me on Twitter, on Facebook, and Instagram at onefaithjourney.com. And subscribe to One Faith Journey by going to our website. You all have a great day, and thanks for tuning in to Episode 5 of All About Faith.